Welcome, everyone. This is Build a Better Business. So we've got a small group today, which is great because we want to dig in and dive into all the ways that we can create offers. And so I don't know about you, but life is crazy. We were just having this conversation that there's just so much that comes at us and there's so much that we're doing, and there's always the calendar is always full. So you want to make life as easy as possible. And our whole goal is to create some sort of an offer that generates passive income. In other words, and let me describe, because I'm a passive income mentor, passive income coach. And let me just say this first, passive income doesn't mean that you don't do anything. It means that you do the job once and then it reaps the rewards over and over and over and over again. So, for example, let's say that you put a lot of time and effort into writing a book. And then once you get it published, you could sell that book for the next 10, 20, 30 years. And it will generate income from the book that you only put energy into it upfront. Now, there's all levels of passive income. So maybe you need to tweak some marketing along the way, or maybe you need to do some book signings, or you could even create some sort of a retreat around your book. You can do all kinds of things around the book. So you say, well, that's not really passive because now you're doing more work. But the point is that it gives you the option to do as much or as little as you want to. If you just want to publish the book one and done, you're one and done. And the book is now you. A lot of people say, yeah, but you don't make a lot of money off of just selling books. I get that. So that was an example. Another example would be to buy real estate, which is what I do. And I buy rental properties and I go in and rehab the properties. And sometimes Mark and I will do the rehab. Sometimes I'll pay a crew to do the rehab, depending on where I'm at financially or where I'm at in my time or where the property is even located. But once it's done, and I bring it up to current building code standards, and it's a nice rental. Now I can rent it out. Now, again, it depends how hard I want to work. If I want to manage that rental, it's going to take a little bit of effort on my part. But you know what? Not near the effort of punching a time clock, working 9 to 5. Before I got into the rental business, I was working in a salon environment where I was a nail tech, and I wasn't making money unless I had a customer sitting at my nail table. And so I had a customer every hour on the hour, sometimes 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. And so that was a lot of effort. And people say now, oh my gosh, Kathy, you have to, when a unit goes empty, you've got to get another renter in there. Well, that might happen like twice a year. Twice a year that I have to get another renter in there. And I have a crew that can do the rehab. I know how to do the rehab if I choose that I want to, or if I say, I have the time, I have the energy, I kind of like this project, I'm going to do it myself, I get to. But if I say, you know what, we're traveling, we're going to be gone, we're going to be out of state. So I'm just going to pay my crew to do this rehab. I could even pay a management company to find me another renter. See, so I have the option to work as much or as little as I want. So it's not passive income is not necessarily a one and done. It's up to you how much you want to be involved when you're working with passive income. So today's topic is how to create some offers or products in your business that can basically run on their own, kind of, you do all the work up front. And then you get to decide how much or how little you want to get involved in the project down the road. Okay, so that's where we're at. So I am going to share my screen if I can find my sharing. I don't see my sharing button. This is interesting. I don't have a sharing button on my screen today. I just now noticed that. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's giving me all kind of options. There we go. Now I'm going to share my screen. So here we go. And let me show you where we're at here. All right. So can everyone see this? This is my actual website. And so I'm going to give you this as an example. But before I jump through that example, I'm just going to show you where I found it so you can see where. If you see this little more button here where I've got my cursor, and if I click on the more button, here is the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. So this is what we're looking at today. And I'm going to click on that. And I'm going to scroll down to the actual course. And I want to show you where to find it. This is our course. And again, this is my offer that I have created, but I just want to show you what some second base offers look like. And these are the topics that we've already talked about. We've talked about adding more heart. We've already talked about your VPS. We've talked about your storytelling as your marketing, your serving as your selling. We talked about putting together the website and how to create your free opt-in offer and first base. But here is the second base. And so ideas that could serve as passive income. That's what I want to show you. So if we click on that, here's what a second base offer could be if you wanted it to be digital. It could be an ebook. It could be a guide of some sort that you've created that you can sell. It could be a webinar. It could be live webinar or an archived one, one that you've recorded. It could be slideshows. It could be kits that you've put together that people are interested in. I'm going to show you examples of all of this. It could be industry case studies, new industry research. It could be templates, tools, trials, product demos, consultations, coupons. There's all kinds of things that you can create to be that sort of an offer. And so that's what I want to show you here. This is my particular website. And again, when we talk about offers, we talk about your first base freebie offer, your second base offer, which is runs kind of on its own, your third base offer, which is your big one. And then anything after that, your home run is going to be what you go out and have a glass of champagne because you sold one of those. So I'm going to give you an example on several websites. And the first website is mine. I like to think that mine is easier to understand because I, of course, created it with all of the points and products that I teach. And so as you scroll down on mine, you can see here, this is your freestyle living strategies. There is a strategy call or a free meetup. This is my introductory to get somebody to tap in. A free meetup is my freebie. Here are the second base offers, which is the courses. Then the third base offer, which is my bread and butter, is my mastermind, be part of the membership community. And then the home run is when someone decides to click on the one-on-one coaching. I only do a couple of one-on-one coaching clients a month because, again, I don't want to work that hard. I'm pretty much working off of passive income. So at this point, I only want a couple of one-on-one coaching clients a month. And then I do throw in that if you do any of these, you can join our freestyle living tribe trips. We just got back from Florida, where in the middle of the Florida tribe trip, we had a surprise and we actually went out of the country to the Bahamas for 4 days and back again. So that was our little surprise on our last tribe trip. So anyway, this is my VPS and we've talked about that early on in one of the other meetups on this is what your promise is to your audience. But then the main thing that I want you to take away from this call today is when you're putting together your website, because it all goes together, when you're putting together your VPS, your website, and all your offers, make sure that you put it together in a process for your audience. It has to be in a process. And let me just give you an example. Here is my process. Step one, you attend a free meetup, which is what we're doing right now. Step two, you can buy the course. That's my passive second base offer. Step three, this is my third base. You can become a member of the tribe by buying the membership site. So you're actually buying into the member and it's just a monthly fee. Again, that runs passive income. And then my home run is one-on-one coaching sessions. And that's if somebody wants to join that, I say, whoop, that's one of my bigger ticket items. And so then I can go out and have a glass of champagne again, I haven't drank for over 2 years, but it's the thought that counts. I'll have a glass of fizzy water, something fun. So, and then here it switches and goes into the tribe trips, and then it tells a little bit about me. But before we go any further, you can see where I gave all of my clients, when they come to my website, I tell them, and I'm just going backwards here, I tell them what my promise is, and then I give them the process, step one, step two, step three, or the one-on-one coaching. Okay, does that make sense? We gave them a process. So after that, after I get past the Living Tribe trips and meeting me, now we get into the marketing. This is where your business does that segue. The first part of your website is, here's what I'm going to offer to be your mentor or coach, because it's all about your client. So you now are the guide. So the first part of your website, you're the guide. This is what I can do for you. This is all about you. Then you, about midway, you segue into learning more about me, because people are like, okay, I like what she's going to do for me, but how do I know she can really do it? And so now you want to give yourself some credibility. And here's where you put in your books, your publications, your podcast, your blog. This is where they can kind of sample you, if you will. And then from there, they can click on the calendar of events, and then they can check out. We offer a speaker's cabinet. And again, it's to help my clients. Anyone that helps me, I help promote them, and then they can learn more about all of the giving that we do through the membership site. And then I have some folks, and I got Estella. Welcome. Thank you for being on my website, Estella. So these are folks that have given me some kudos. And so I have shown that, you know, my clients appreciate what I do. And then here are my certifications clear at the bottom. Now, what I find a lot of folks do is they put all of their certifications at the top of the page. And it makes me, whenever I see that, I feel a disconnect. And the reason I feel a disconnect is because I feel like they've got all of this. It gives them credibility, but they've got all of this education and certifications. And so my first thought is they're going to be too expensive for me. I hate to say that I'm price driven, but I am oftentimes. And when I see someone that's got tons of certifications and credentials, my first thought is they're going to be too expensive for me. And I don't really give them the time to show me what they really have to offer at what price point, because I make that assumption way too soon. And I say that to say this, a ton of people do that. As soon as they see a lot of your credentials, it makes them go, well, good for her. I'm glad she's got all those credentials. She's doing well, and good for her. And it makes the client feel that maybe they're not in your league. So I put all of my credentials at the bottom. I want them, if they want to know what my credentials are, I want them to know that they're available for them to see, but I don't want to lead with my credentials. So anyway, so I'm going backwards, back up the website. Again, you can see how I have it laid out. And then anytime you click through there, it takes you to all of the different programs, or you can see here, become a member, giving back. Here's the free meetups, the health and wellness. You can see right down my list. It's got everything there, actually on the menu as well as on the homepage. So that just gives you an idea of how to put it together in a process. So now I'm going to show you a couple of other websites. They're not laid out exactly the same. I want you to know that. And these are not necessarily clients of mine where I have instructed them how to lay out their website, which is why I wanted to show you mine first. But I want to show you what some other folks are doing to make it passive income. So here is one. And this one, and let me get to the top here. This one is called Mom and Pop Shop, Local Arts, and All Natural Popsicles of all things. So all natural superfood mini pops. It's no processed sugar, dairy-free, nut-free, gluten-free, and nothing artificial. They are making mini pops. And now, again, it says we do not have a shop. We're 100% mobile, but follow us on social media for our next public appearance. We have created a healthy product that exudes happiness. They don't think of popsicles as health food. So want to make our pops at home? So here, this is a perfect example of passive income. She does a video, you can see here where she's got it on YouTube. She simply has made a video. She's advertising her mom and pop shop here in the corner of the video of her graphic. And all she's doing is showing folks how to make this at home. And so she made the video once and she can put it out on YouTube. She can use this as a free entry point for her first base offer. She could charge a fee and use this as a second passive income base offer. But either way, she makes the video one time and it plays hundreds of times, thousands of times. What if, and let's just do a couple of little fun things. Let's say you created something, excuse me, that you want to sell for $47. And let's say that you sold it 1,000 times. That's not that hard to do on with today's social media. Do you know, and again, you don't even need a calculator for this one. $47, 1,000 times, you'd make $47,000 off of something that you sold for $47 1,000 times. So you see where you're doing the work up front, and now it's simply going to create income over and over again. Does that make sense? So let's say that you sold it 1,500 times. That's $70,500 on a $47 product. So think about when you're putting together your products, what is it that you can sell, that you can do the work up front and you can sell it over and over. Now go back to my website where my courses are my second base offer, and I can sell those courses, but oftentimes the person will buy one course and then I don't see them again because they're only interested in one thing. So for me, my third base offer, which we're going to talk about next month, my third base offer is joining my membership site, because in the membership site, they get all my courses are included in the membership site. And now they're going to just pay a monthly fee over and over and over. And so my monthly fee, are you ready for this? My monthly fee is pretty low. It's only like $25 a month. So $25 a month times 12 months, that's $300 a year. Okay. Well, wonder if I sold that just 1,000 times. That's $300,000. You see where you can create all kinds of passive income. So I allow on my website for folks to just buy one course if that's all they want to do. Let's say they just want the real estate course on how to find and fund and fix and flip and fill and what is their freedom number in real estate. And they're go, I'm not interested in the writing. I'm not interested in anything. I don't want to do a website. I just want to learn about real estate. And they might buy that. Well, that's fine. I can sell my courses for $147 just for the whole course. And if I just sold 1,000 of those, it's $147,000. If I just sold 1,000 of just a course. So you can see where you can do the work up front and it can just generate income for you over and over and over again. So this one, I like the idea of the popsicles. They do go around and, you know, here's now they've segued on their website. Here's where you get to see what they've done before. Here is a recipe book for $5. You know, okay, you're thinking they put together a recipe book for $5. Yeah, it's a recipe book for popsicles. Wonder if you're not interested except to buy the recipe book. You know, now you've got a $5 recipe book, and wonder if you sold 500,000 of those. You're talking $2,500,000. On a $5 recipe book. So you do it in volume. Do you think that some of the Amazon products sell a huge volume? This is where you could upload this recipe book that they have it on their website, but you could also upload that into all kinds of social media. You could have it on an Etsy store. You could put it on Amazon. There's all kinds of places. And you've just created a $5 recipe book. So there's all kinds of ways that you can create passive income. Here is, again, they've got a YouTube channel. So here is some more educational information where they're teaching about fruits and healthy eating. And then here are the services down here that you can click through and work with this company. And if nothing else, they want you to be our friend and follow them on Instagram. And then just some pictures to show you what they're doing and join our POP community. And this is where you get their newsletter. So, and the website tells all about them and gives you a lot more details. So again, I'm scrolling backwards on this website. It was just a fun little thing about popsicles of all things. And they can make quite a bit of income and passive income off of doing popsicles. So there's all kinds of ways. Okay, here is another one. This is called Mom and Pop Web Stuff. You know, we're always concerned about, oh, what kind of a name should we have for our website? They do web services. Now, here is a list of who we serve. Their services are web hosting, domain recovery, and training. That's all they do. Web hosting, domain recovery, and training. The packages, you can get a website build package or a hosting service package. So they only have two packages. Again, on services, they only have three services. And then it tells about them, their background, a little, give again, some credibility. And then our work, website portfolio design, you can see some of their work. But if you just scroll down their website, this is their VPS, hassle-free websites for your family-owned business. Your family-owned business deserves a website as reliable as you are. It says, we build WordPress websites that simplify your online presence so you can focus on growing your legacy. And that's their promise. That's their VPS. It shows them working on a website and see, and then it tells what's in it for me. If I were the customer, what's in it for me? You can control your website. I'm like, yes, I want to do that. So all of a sudden I'm leaning in because they are going to help me do all of this, and they can boost my business growth. They can personalized attention, excellent value, turnkey website, easy process, high-end tools. They are your web ally. And again, it tells everything that they're doing. Then it does the switch. See, those are their offers. Now it's going to switch, and now you're going to see their credibility. Now you get to see newspaper articles, winner of neighborhood faves. See, now you get to see some, like, okay, they are doing some work. They're getting some faves. Here's where they're getting some kudos. What's new? See, now you can click through and you can look at some of the things that they're doing, some of their designs. You get a stress-free consultation. See, so all of a sudden, they're showing you the steps and how easy it is. And they just want you to schedule a consultation. You can sign up for their newsletter. So they're giving you all kinds of ways that you can connect with them. So again, this is something that once they have you as a client, it's going to be passive income for them because they've created the templates and they're just going to use them over and over and over again. They don't have to create them each time. Okay, here is another one. This one is just digital products. And I love this, her cover, because she shows her little appointment notebook here and her calendar. Her desk is nice and clean. And how many of us are like, whew, I wish my office looked like that. She's got a few hanging folders over here, a few over here. But anyway, you can see where her office is the perfect look. And here is Shop Digital Products. So I'm like, okay, what's in it for me as the consumer? Well, here's a checklist. Here's a measurement conversion. Here's a daily planner. Here's all, and look, she's selling them for $3, $10, $7. They're all small ticket items. Again, I would risk that. You know, a lot of times a client is a very low risk taker. They're like, oh, I'm not going to spend $10,000, but I might spend $150. I don't want to spend $5,000, but I might spend $47. And so you have to make that second base, something that your client is a potential client is comfortable spending to get to know you better. So if I click through and buy several of these planners and I love them and I'm now, recommending her to some of my friends and some of my circles, if she puts together some sort of a masterclass or anything that she does with a higher ticket, I'm probably going to lean in and say, yes, I love everything that she's doing. And so I'm going to click through and take her masterclass. So you can see where she can build this out to almost anything she wants to build it out to. So that gives you a good idea. Now, here is another one. Whoops. Here we go. I know this gal personally. I've worked with her several times. And again, she has a community here in the corner of her website. And when you join her community, you get all of it. And so again, that's where it becomes passive for her. But she creates a legacy for all. And she is all about legacy. And so you can join the community, attend an event, be a part of the team. So she's inviting you to even be a part of the team. So this is where not only is she selling products and services, but she's building an affiliate team. If you're a part of the team, you can then take a lot of her products and services and make money on them as well. And so it goes hand in hand with some of the MLMs, the multi-level marketing, where you have a team that you're building as well. So that's what she does. But so here is the different way. She's got a nice little video about herself. She talks about, let's connect. That's one of her free entry levels where you can just connect with her. She's very faith-based. So she leads on her website with scripture because that is her branding. That's who she is. All of her books that she's authored are all faith-based. And so what she's done is she's taken each book and she has created a legacy coaching program around each book. So the first one is a life transformation. It's through her books called Living Legacy. Her second book is Loving Legacy. So this is a home transformation. And then she goes into Learning Legacy, which is a community transformation. And then finally, Leading Legacy, which is a nation transformation. So you can see where she has created four different programs around her four different books. And then it does the segue. There's her products. Now she's going to segue into how to learn more about her. So you can listen to some of her talk shows. You could subscribe to the podcast. You could even be a guest on her podcast if you wanted to. And her podcast is called The Sweet Spot Life and Business Podcast. And then she has a magazine. You can get her magazine. You could subscribe and she'll send it right into your inbox every month. And it's all about home, marriage, parenting, finances, health, community. It's all those things. And again, you can learn more about her and what she's bringing to the table as to whether you want to take one of her legacy courses. And so her legacy events, where your passion is our purpose. And now she actually shows the different speakers and different events that are happening close to maybe where you are. And then she finally ends with the legacy community. And again, as a consumer, my first question is going to be, what's in it for me? Well, there's a 24-hour prayer hotline. How cool is that? She's offering a 24-hour prayer hotline, daily inspiration challenges and encouragement, mission services, yearly legacy leader conference, a free church on Wednesday nights, free discipleship training, retreats, workshops, legacy events, daily live Bible in a year study. So there's all these things that if I join the community, I get all those things. And so you can see where she has packaged it to where you can join the community, submit a prayer request, or join the prayer team. And so she has created her website to where you see the process. And I think that's the main thing I want you to take away today is the process. We're going to do a couple of more. This is a business coaching program. And we still have Sherry on listening. Sherry, this is Chris McClure's out of the Dayton area. which is where the girls are headed. This is a transformational leadership coaching and training for today's growth-focused professionals and their teams. So this is more of a corporate-level coaching. So he has where you can schedule a free discovery call. You see, that's his entry. That's his first base offer, his freebie to get you to connect with him. But then he actually spells out exactly what he's going to do and what he offers. And again, you can get that discovery call. But then here is his options. This is the process. You can do a self-study. You can do the Leadership Academy. You can do team training, one-on-one coaching. You can click through for keynote presentations or for the leadership game. So you can see all of his offers. Now, here's where his clients give some satisfied feedback. And again, schedule that call. And then getting started. And remember, you have to have a process. So here's his process. Schedule a call, develop a plan, take action. Schedule a call, develop a plan, take action. He makes it very simple. I don't have to look at his website and go, I wonder what I'm supposed to do next. Number one, schedule a call. Develop the plan. Says we work together to customize a plan and then take action. And then leadership is challenging. You don't have to go it alone. Here's where he makes the segue. And now you get to see him in action so that you know whether you want to work with him or not. So you're not ready to schedule. No worries. Subscribe to his newsletter. See, you get to learn a little more about him. He's got a blog. He's got books. He's got a podcast. There's all kinds of ways that you can connect with him before you click through and say, okay, I'm ready to spend some money and work with Chris. So you see how he puts all of that together. And last but not least, our friend Carrie. And I'm going to go to his website first and see if this, see which one's his website. This one is his website. You can see here where he has an about section, his books, his programs, Igniting Souls, Instant IP, speaking, and podcast. So you can see he's got all of the parts and pieces there. But when you scroll down, he has you meeting him but he gives his story. Now, when we talk about building a better business, one of the things I want everybody to know, the cornerstone of your business is your story. This is Carrie's story. This is huge. This is huge because he actually was on a TED Talk telling his story. And so this is huge. As a young man, he suffered from severe stuttering, depression, and self-injury. He was a cutter. He cut himself. Today, a transformed man, Carrie ignites soul, speaking internationally on a variety of topics. So you can see where his story is the cornerstone of his business, because it makes you lean in and say, okay, he's come up through, you know, the tough times. And now what's in it for me, he knows how to help me. And here are some featured videos where you can learn a little bit more about Carrie. You can get your daily spark. You can watch his show. You can download his podcast. Then it goes into all of his different books. And he's quite the author. So his books go on and on and on. And so here's what I want to show you. With Carrie, he doesn't try to do the process on his, and he's a little different from the other websites I've just shown you. He does not try to give you the process on his website. His website, it's kind of like his brick and mortar store. It's where he houses everything, which is why he begins, which I don't always recommend if you're just going to do a website. He begins with meeting Carrie instead of what's in it for me. He starts with his story, because the way he markets is he creates a whole separate landing page for the products. And that's what I want to show you separately. Here's one of his landing pages. Now, you're not getting the whole thing in a landing page. He's just pulling out one product and he's giving you a landing page just to sell this one product. So this is a product. He says, enjoy my video about unhackable certified coaches. This product is, he is trying to sell a coaching program where you or me can become an unhackable certified coach. So if we're thinking, okay, that's what we want to buy. We want to buy a course on how to become an unhackable certified coach. This is what this course is. So you click the seal to play the video. Here's his book, Unhackable. And then here's why he wrote the book, You've Been Hacked. Anyway, this is basically just a sales funnel. And this is how he sells his products instead of selling them on his website. So I hope I'm making that clear. It's a little different because he has so many products and services. To keep it simplified, he pulls it out and puts just that product on a landing page so that his audience doesn't get confused over all the stuff that he's offering. So when you go down here, what does it mean to be hacked? See, he's giving the background story. But what if you were unhackable? You can get started now. What if? So now he is sharing his idea. He launched his book, but he knew he needed experience. So then he had an idea. So he implemented his idea. And then he saw that his clients were getting hacked. So this is the problem, the solution, and the paradigm. So he began teaching clients how to experience being unhackable. And then the rest is history. And our team is designed around clarity and simplicity. And so now he shows that you can get started and you can be an unhackable certified coach. You keep 100% of your profits. It's just a course for you to get there. You get the certification. And then here is what you get in the package. Remember, you have to have a process. This is his process. This is the boot camp. These are the recorded master classes. These are the tools, templates, and tactics. This is how to grow the business. So you get the whole business in a box to become an unhackable certified coach. And here is the order form. And then here is the two payment options. He makes it incredibly clear on what you get and what it costs. Don't try to change the world all alone. Join our team and we'll do it together. So you can see how all of that works together on putting together whatever your particular products are that you want to offer to your clients. So I want to open it up for questions or aha moments. Is there anything that you saw in those examples that, number one, that you say, you know what, that resonated with me and what I want to create looks maybe a little different than what you showed me, but I think that that particular process would work for me. Is there any process there that jumped out at you, or is there a product or offer that you're working on that you can share with the group? So Sherry, I know you're in the car riding along. I know that you could probably see the screen. I don't know about Anne, if she could see it, but is there anything that you're working on currently that you are bringing to your audience? Sherry, you're on mute.
I thought I hit there the button. Hey, everybody. Yes, I have been working on rebranding at the moment. My new brand is called Esther Chicks. Esther Chicks is a lifestyle program where we take what disrupts your life. We investigate what that disruption is. We design your new life. And then we teach you how to disciple. Do it so you create your own process of those three steps, like Kathy was just showing you. The step right now that I am working on is the first one, the disruption step. And the course that I'm creating out of that is called I Am Me Again. And I'm gonna, and then the offer is Permission to Breathe. And so the Permission to Breathe offer. Different resources that really look at what is the disruption, what has caused those beliefs that you already have, what beliefs don't serve you anymore. And I talk a little bit about my story in that I actually had to pull away from, not that I pulled away from being Christian, I had to pull away from Christian theology so I could find myself, because I was inundated so much by family situations that I was like, I don't understand what it means to not be a Christian. So I had to figure out what that meant first before I could figure out where I stood. So I found me again, and now I want to share others how they can find them again. So I have devotionals, and I have audio files, and I have workbooks for the folks to participate And then what I'm planning is to have master classes periodically so that people can come in and ask questions. And part of the program that I am offering is connected also with Russell Brunson's program, Secrets of Success, which is teaching and giving you a location to read books from the early 1900s, like Napoleon Hill and Elsie Lincoln Benedict. And those courses and those books that go along with the courses that are inside the program, we talk about in our small group study and help you understand where you want to go in your business. I know that was a mouthful, but that's where I'm headed there, Kathy.
No, I love it. And I've watched you through this process. And again, I say this all the time, and Carrie Oberbrunner said it first. We all kind of coached under Carrie early on. And he always said that action comes first and clarity comes second. And I totally agree that action comes first and clarity comes second. So Sherry is taking action, and as she goes down that path of developing these products and services, she will gain more and more clarity. And so it's always kind of messy up front when you're creating, and that's okay. That's totally expected. Sherry, do you have products and services that folks can click through and look at now? Can I put your website in the chat for everyone?
You could put sherrydotter.com there, but it's all the old material.
Okay.
Nothing is live yet with the new material. I've been doing so much work on the preparation that I just haven't gotten, we're slowing down. I haven't just gotten a chance to put everything online. I'm working on it. It'll get there,
Oh,
but
I know. And again, it takes time, and it's okay, and it's allowed to be messy for now. I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I got to get it done like by 10 o'clock tonight. No, you don't. It's okay.
no,
And
it
yeah,
is.
just work it at your own pace, but just make sure you keep putting one foot in front of the other and going forward. And Sherry, you're doing a wonderful job of that. Sherry and her girlfriend, Anne, who is driving, you can't see Anne, they are on their way to my house. So they're driving through Pennsylvania currently, and they're on their way to Ohio. I'm right outside of Columbus, Ohio. And they're coming to look at some real estate. So I'm excited for that. Estella, how about you? What are you working on currently? And what is your website?
I am working on helping more small businesses have access to legal services so that they can buy back their time and make good decisions.
Oh, good for you. That is so needed.
Yeah. Hold on a second here. I apologize. As you are aware, but others may not be aware, I offer a service called Legal Shield and ID Shield. And basically, what we do is collectively, we have millions of people that pay into legal service so that we can have access to top-notch law firms. And then also, in terms of the identity theft,
Which is a
we
version of that whole membership thing that I'm talking about. Basically, people are buying into a membership site and then they get all the products and services.
Correct, correct. When we go into offer this as an employee benefit, and they can get both the legal and the identity theft plan for 72 cents a day, they get just comprehensive coverage for both identity theft and legal theft. And with the average attorney costing at least $250 an hour,
Yes.
72 cents a day divided into 250, I figured it out, is like 248 days to have an attorney on call on staff for
Yes.
for 72 cents a day. But anyway, so what I took out of this was wonderful. Again, I do look for other people who see the mission, and they either want to earn some additional income, or I'm looking for team members as well. And I understand in what you were sharing the process. That was a big, I mean, I have in the past struggled with that, but I understand how key that is in getting my message out, as you have have you said? What is the process? And I looked at several of the things that you just showed us, the websites you just showed us, and schedule, like one was schedule a call, develop a plan, and then take action. And that's so elementary, but it's so profound.
Absolutely. And again, I think it has to be oversimplified because our lives are so crazy busy. And when somebody thinks about launching anything new, the first, I'll say the first hurdle is time. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I really don't have time to do that. So they don't do it at all.
Right.
And so I think if you can break it down to super elementary and say, but there's only these three steps, mm-hmm. then in their minds, they're like, okay, I can do that.
And that's going to be very helpful for me in terms of the project that I'm working on now, which is definitely to help people, help some of my team members engage small business owners as well as their employees. So, and then I also appreciate it, you know, and you've said this before, it's like, okay, like when you read the Bible, you read it and you get one understanding and then you read it again, you get another one, you know, because God speaks to you in different ways. But again, today you were talking about how we need to put something out there that is a lead magnet, so to speak. And from our last time I was on, I'm not sure. Yeah, I was on last month. But anyway, I did go out and I created because I was like, I don't even know what I'd use as a lead magnet. You know, I already have my website and, you know, all my products and services are out there, by the way, which is for those who are on here or who may watch this later, is eBlake, that's eBlake dot LegalShieldAssociate.com. But I wanted to share with you, I got some great ideas from AI. You're wonderful. hold on a second here. Where is this at? Of what I'm like, what can I offer? What can I offer? And it gave me some wonderful ideas like everyday legal issues most people don't realize they can get help with. Or a checklist, is your family legally protected? Five must have legal documents. Just things, and I'm not totally understanding how to do all that to get it out there as a lead magnet, but I know, you know, I can figure it out. How legally prepared are you? I just didn't even know what I could use because you've been saying that. And then I use AI and I'm like, what can I use as a lead magnet? And it gave me some wonderful ideas.
Well, here is my suggestion, Estella, to help you get onto the next step is find a plug and play website platform.
Okay.
And my top two recommendations that are plug and play are Wix is probably my top suggestion, or Weebly. Weebly is also connected with, I want to say with Square. I'm not positive about that. But anyhow, Wix or Weebly, both of those are, they both have a free version to get just a really basic website. You might have to pay for the domain name. I recommend that you use your name.
I got my name.
Good, 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 good.
I was able to get my name. Somebody has had it since 2011 or 12.
Okay.
And they were asking it something about renewing it or something. And I just said, can I please have my name back? And they gave it to me. And Linda helped me get it.
Okay. Good, good, good. So you now have Estella Blake, is it .com or .net?
It's .com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. .com. So EstellaBlake.com. So did you get it on GoDaddy?
No, I got it on Namecheap.
Okay. So I don't know on that particular domain site how you point your domain to your website. I know on GoDaddy, it's just a blank. And once you create your website, let's say you pull up Wix and you create a little three-page website. The first page is your products. The second page is about me. And your third page is a contact page. That's a basic website. That's all you need to get started. And then you have to go over to the domain place where you got your domain name, and you have to somehow point estellablake.com to that Wix or Weebly site. On GoDaddy, it's just a blank little insert, and you just copy the URL of your website and paste it in there. And then estellablake.com points to that URL. So anytime anybody puts that in, it comes up. And so I don't know how to do that on yours, but I can help you with that. If you want to get together with me sometime to do that, we'll take a look and see how you can point it to a website. But then what you're going to do on your website is that's where you're going to put those offers. And that's where you can then point as much as you want inside that website back to your Legal Shield website. But on your own website, you can set it up on step 1, 2, and 3 if you just want to have legal coverage, or step 1, 2, and 3 if you want to be a part of the team. And then about halfway down the page, you can say, here's more about me. That's where you can put your podcast link, your blogging link. That's where you can put your newsletter. So whatever you want to create, see, that's where you're going to put that stuff. And you can have under step 1, click here for the free offer. That's where you put in your free offers.
And then when they put their information in, then I get that list.
Yes.
See, I don't know all the mechanics, and when you don't know what you're doing, you just like put it off. So
exactly. And that's why I'm saying your next step, you've got your domain name. Your next step is to find a platform that is going to be easy for you. And I can tell you right now, I am not a WordPress girl, because it's not hard once you do it a time or two, but when you first look at it, it looks like a foreign language, because they're like, you have to build the website. You have to tell it whether you want a picture here and whether you want, and I'm like, I don't know. And so with Wix and Weebly, you already pick a platform or a template that's already done. And all you're doing now is uploading the picture or the words. You're not deciding where to put the picture in words. You're just uploading your picture in words. And so that's why they're called plug and play or drag and drop websites. And Weebly and Wix, again, Wix would be my first choice. Weebly would be my second choice.
And now, which one do you use?
My whole platform is on Teachable.
Oh, gotcha.
Which is also a plug and play, but because my leading, see, you have all of that already on your Legal Shield site. You don't need to build all that. Your company has built that for you. I had to build my whole background, like Legal Shield has you. I had to build that myself. So that's why I'm using Teachable to do that.
You did a phenomenal job.
But before that, you know, if you just needed a website, you know, then Sherry says her platform is on Zendler. Now, I'm not familiar with Zendler. I don't know how involved that is, or whether it's.
Simple. I'll do what you recommend.
Yeah, Wix or Weebly,
thanks.
And the reason is they're
Sherry,
free.
For sharing that. When I get elevated, perhaps I can do more of that. But I know you're pretty technically astute, and your son also helps you. It's just me.
Well, I get it. And it was just me. So that's why I like the Wix and Weebly, because they have a free version and you never have to get outside the free version if you don't want to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the more involved you make it, they'll say, okay, if you add so many more pages, then you're going to have to, you know, go up a level on the cost. And again, at that time, you might evaluate it and say, okay, it's like Teachable. I'm allowed to have 5 courses, 5 coaching, and 5, I think, book downloads under my price point. If I have more than 5, I have to go to the next level of the price point on the Teachable platform. So so I've just stayed in that price point. And so that's why I like the Wix or Weebly, because they do have free version that you could just stay in forever if you're, because most of your stuff is already going to be on your Legal Shield that's already been developed for you. You just need a glorified landing page.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what your homepage of your website is going to be, a glorified landing page. It's going to look a lot like my homepage, where it's going to say, here's step 1, step 2, step 3. And when you click, And it'll show you how to add buttons. And when you click the button, it takes you over to the Legal Shield site.
Okay.
But then if you want to have a podcast, or if you want to have a blog, if you want to have all of those things, a calendar of events, see, then you can add that down the road. And
Yeah,
now
I
you've got a
definitely
link.
want to have a blog. But the first thing I need to do is, first of all, when you say just get started
Yep,
and
just
just
simply
get
start.
the website. Simply
Yeah.
start.
Yeah, just get the
But I do,
website.
I have a lot of blog ideas. So eventually I definitely want to do that.
And again, if you just take it a step at a time, just like your customers want it in a process, a step-by-step process, you need this for you in a step-by-step process. So the first step is to get your domain, which you did. Your second step is to just pick a platform and go with it, which I would again recommend Wix. And then once you have that and you can learn how to point the domain to the website, now you're ready to create a template. You're ready to go into Wix and choose a template that you like. We did one for Sally for her travel agency, and she didn't know how to get started. And so what we did is we just went in and looked at all the templates, and because hers is mermaid travel and it has that beachy ocean theme of mermaid, we picked a template that had like weathered wood background as her backdrop on the back of everything she put on the website, kind of like the wall, they call it the wallpaper of the website. And we did this kind of driftwood color theme to go with mermaid travel. And then we added some starfish and on her website, and that's how we
What is
started.
her website? Do you
Hers is just
remember that?
under hers is his it's just under mermaid travel, or
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
mermaid
I'm just
travel.
going to go look at it. That's all.
Yeah. So anyway, once we did that, then she started her blog. When you click on the blog, we kept the theme carried through on the blog
I love it.
because that's her branding as mermaid travel. And so I don't know if you have a particular color. If you'll notice on my
Yeah, we
website,
have purple. That's
okay.
our company theme, purple and blue. And I like purple, so that'll
Good.
probably be mine too.
So I chose that burgundy red for my website. So then when I did my blog, I went in and I can show you how to do this. And Sherry and I just talked about this not too long ago. I picked up the color code of that burgundy. And then when I did my blog and it said, what color do you want the background? I actually pasted the actual code so that the burgundy is the exact burgundy color on both platforms. And that way, when somebody clicks and it goes from one to another, they don't feel like, oh, did I click wrong? Am I on the wrong site? It makes them feel like they're still on the correct site because of the branding color.
I need to step away for just a moment. I'll be right back.
Nope, you're perfect. You're perfect. So anyway, we are at the top of the hour, and I think this has been a great call. I want to ask Sherry one last time, is there any aha moment or takeaway on this one that has helped you take the next step in what you're creating?
No, but I was very in Pennsylvania who does that as well, and I'm not sure it's the same person. So there's somebody else out there that's doing that, but yeah, it's amazing how small this world can be, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do have a question about the Zendler that you're on. Is there a cost to that? Do they have a free version at all?
It's a trial for like 14 days, and then the lowest level, if you pay monthly, is like $67 a month.
Okay. So there is a cost, but it's very affordable.
Yeah, and it resembles Kajabi, but it's
Ah,
half the price.
good to know. Good to know. I appreciate that. Thank you for that, because I will definitely.
I do have an affiliate link.
Okay, that's good to know too. Text that over to me at some point, so that if
Later
I
today,
recommend some.
today we'll talk about it.
Okay, that's perfect because if I recommend that to someone, because it is half the price of Kajabi, if I recommend that to someone, I definitely want to send them your way on the affiliate link. And again, folks, if you're listening, that is another way for some passive income is to use affiliate links. So if you have some favorite sites or favorite things that you like and you are an affiliate member, by all means, put your affiliate links out on your website. I have a resources page on my website that has all of my affiliate links. So, and that's what Linda's not on today, but that's what Linda leads with a lot of times is her resource page. When she gives you her website, she actually sends you right into her resource page first because that's all passive income for her. So, Estella, did you have any big aha moment before we go today? We are at the top of the hour and we're going to finish up for today. And you're on mute. You're on mute, Estella. Make sure you unmute first.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think the biggest aha for me was the whole process thing.
Okay.
That is the biggest one for me.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I appreciate that because, again, that one's important. And you see how. When you have a pro, as elementary as it is, when we talked about your process of getting the domain, then getting a place for a free website, and Sherry did just share with me that the Zendler is has a 14-day free trial, but then it's about $67 a month, which is
Okay.
like half the price of Kajabi. But again, you don't need everything that
Yeah,
Zendler
I'm not to
can
that
provide.
point yet.
Well, but you wouldn't need it anyway because Legal Shield already does all of that part for you.
Okay.
You just need a glorified landing page website to get folks over to either Legal Shield to sign up or to become a team member or to take them out to your blog or out to your podcast or out to your newsletter. So you just
Okay.
need more of a glorified landing page. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, with that, I think we're going to go. This has been a great call. I hope that I have inspired everyone to take their next best step. And I appreciate Estella and Sherry being on. And so, Estella, Sherry had to jump off. But
Okay.
Estella, thank you. And we will see
Thank
everyone soon.
you. Okay,
Bye.
thank you. Have a great day. Okay,
All
bye-bye.
right. Bye-bye.